Welcome to my lair, Mr. Bond.
It's not working.
Yes. So yeah, welcome. You may ask yourself how you ended up in UBCU 147. And the answer is, you followed the schedule. Yeah, that was my trap. Awesome talks to trap you here now. Think about the last one about behavior trees. So fascinating, aren't they? But anyway, I'm not here to talk about behavior trees. I'm here to tell you about my evil plan to conquer the world. And I know what you're thinking. Yeah, you look perplexed, I know. Because why am I doing this? Yeah, such a cliche, isn't it? But no, I'm not stupid. We are the FOSDEM, so the world deserves an open source evil plan. That's why I'm telling you everything about it. So every villain, that's how they call me, need an origin story. That's how young people call it nowadays. And yeah, that's me. That's me, younger, with dreams. Not many years, a little bit more here, but mostly the same. And look at me with my first human robot. Yes, this is 2005. I was doing human robots before you had one every single week. Yes, I was a pioneer in the field of human robots. We built the first one in Europe, but now nobody remembered me for that. Yeah, they don't even know. My robots are literally in a museum about this history of robotics. But I made peace for that. I'm not bitter about it. When I see this picture, the only regret I have is, why did I choose that color for the robot on the left? I mean, what was I thinking? I don't know. I was young. So no, this is not my trauma. It's okay. It's okay. I accept that. Then, you know, doing this robot was not easy. There was this art of debugging that many of you knows. You, Mr. Bond, knows about that, right? And the number one is change something and see if it works. That's the number one way you fix your problem with your robot. And the number two way to do that is change nothing and run it again. Because you've been there. Many people have been there. The robot does something weird. Oh, what is this? Then you run it again and it works. You run it again and it works. And you think, problem solved. And then we have this unsung hero of debugging. Yes, printf. Reliable, loyal. And for people that are a little bit more posh, a little bit more, you know, refined, printf with severity levels. So, but you know, once again, this is not my problem. I mean, at the end of the day, I was young and naive, and these were self-inflicted wounds, right? I can't blame anybody else but myself. And finally, something happened in the history of robotics. Ross came promising to be the solution to our frustration, our pain with robots. And people that were not there don't appreciate how impactful that was. It was really something else. Yeah, now you complain about Qualcomm and using a specific Ubuntu. You haven't recompiled the kernel. And we had tools, so many tools. Yes, Arvis, Rosbags, TF, oh TF. And but there was something that was not okay. There was something deep that was chipping on my soul, on my hope in the future. Probably the tipping point that caused me to turn to the dark side. RQT plot. Yes, you'd only after hours spent looking at RQT plot with a 30 degrees of freedom robot and 12 sensor is where I lost it. I lost it. So that's the reason why I created Plot Juggler. Guys, important. Okay, how many people use Plot Juggler here? Okay, good, good. Okay, I need you at the end of the presentation. Please don't let me down. I trust you, right? Right? There's something you will need to do. Okay?
Yes.
So, previously, that's why I created Bloodhound. And let me show you, because this is the best part. Every person doing open source software is delighted to show other people their software, and I'm delighted too. So yeah, this is it. You can create. So the goal of Bloodjugger was manage 10,000 times years with 1 million points each. Without no problem, real time, high frame rate, and you were people are supposed to be able to navigate through all this data easily. But not just visualize data. You can transform it, understand it. For example, you have built-in functionalities for first-order derivative, integral, moving average, so many. And if you're not satisfied with those handy options, you can create your own Lua script to create whatever you want. So no more Python script just to do, the derivative of a variable. Or to see the frame rate. People do that. And there's something even more important. Why it was so popular over the years? I started this 10 years ago. And because the power of plugins allow me to extend the data sources of Bloodjugger. For example, these are the streaming plugins that I have. I have more that are not official. CanOpen, Lab Equipment, EtherCAT, and then you have a parsing plugin. If you want to open a file, the usual suspect. This is the parsing, sorry, Mr. Bond. And so you can parse different format, protobuf, ROS, message pack, JSON, or pure DDS with no ROS. And then the files, so many files, Parquet, CSV, ROSBEX, AMCAP, independent from ROS, and you can create more, user can create more. So this is I want you to imagine this. Just in a weekend, I did the PX4 plugin, and I conquered the heart of hundreds of drones pilots, just with as little as 2 days. And after 10 years developing this, you know what? A lot of people talk in open source about toxic behaviors, people complaining why things don't work, and being entitled and asking you for a solution. That's not what happened to me. I received a lot of gratitude. A lot of people were genuinely grateful about my work. And this is the reason why I'm not stopping here. I'm going ahead. 2026 will be the year of Bloodjugger, because this user supported me, believed in me, and I have a roadmap. So what came next? Now it's time to tell you about my plan. So first of all, we need a new data engine. We need more data, more gigabyte of data, even on your laptop, because they need more. We are in 2026 now. And also, I want to expand in more engineering domain, right? A lot of people in robotics and drones use Bloodjugger, but why not lab equipment? Why not medical? Yeah, I dream big. And then, this is, I love this. I'm really proud about this, Mr. Pound. The plugin marketplace, like the big guys, right? Like your VS Code. So that's my viral strategy to have people contributing to Bloodjugger and make it even greater than it is. And last, data in the cloud. Yes, you can see the data in the cloud. Oh, what is that? Are you surprised, Mr. Bond? You didn't expect that, right? Yeah, you believe that you, your 3D visualization and your gadgets, right? That you were the only one capable of doing that. And now I have a question for you. Who between me and you is the real villain? You betrayed the values of open source. You got millions of venture capital money to do the infrastructure of physical AI. Yeah, and you close source your software. So, or should I call you Mr. Bond? No, your real name is just something between me and you. Yeah, yeah, think about it. Because I have almost 6,000 GitHub stars. I have more than 100 contributors over these 10 years. And I have something else that nobody else has. And I'll show you. I'm unstoppable because rise, my Cloud Juggler users. Stand up. And now I want you, wait. On my signal. Now I want you to sell everybody at Fosdem with one word. With one word. What is that thing that makes you smile every time you open Cloud Juggler, that make Cloud Juggler unique? So it is the? Again? Yes! Yes! Sorry, I got a little bit carried away. I'm sorry, Mr. Bond. And I know this is the part where usually you untie yourself and you break my plans and you stop my plans. And maybe you can stop me, but the source code is on GitHub. Thank you. Any question? We can go and have a beer. It's okay. You don't need to ask questions. By the way, the word is... Yeah. Yeah, you can. It is $10. You can take it.
So thanks a lot for the presentation, also for the theatrical addition on it. I wanted to ask like an historical question, because I also felt like you felt, and I was trying to make my own better plotting tool mm-hmm. for us. And so I'm wondering, like, what you tried before coming to the actual Cloud Juggler we have now.
As I said, this is 10 years old. There was nothing.
Yeah, but
there was actually the plot.
What you try, like design-wise, like you tried other languages, other.
No, not really, because as many open source projects, these evolved over the years took shape. There was no big plan. It took shape over the years based on the feedback about what I wanted. So I started small, and version after version, I said, well, it would be nice to do that. And also, I would say that it was for me a nice green field where I could experiment things or learn something. So it was for me also an opportunity to learn something new web technologies or storage. So it was entertaining for myself to do this.
You are a very powerful person, but you are also fighting with a greater power probably out there.
And I'm do you know what my name is? Davide.
Absolutely. So this mission is very difficult, and I'm also on a similar path. I think we should hit them with the most unexpected move. Maybe we should have a terminal UI for Cloud Juggler.
That would be unexpected. Of course. And at the end of the day, the spirit of open source is about doing something that, first of all, you find valuable yourself, that you offer to others, and maybe others find it useful. And I joke a lot about this battle. Of course, I joked today about the battle, but it's really about saying, okay, I think that I can do something useful for myself, first of all, that I can use and can be useful for others. And this roadmap I have for that is actually what I want to do, is because I believe that Cloud Juggler still has a specific role in the toolbox of people, so it doesn't replace anything. It's what you use in certain situation to debug and In other situation, you will use another software that has more features. And they may overlap a little bit, not that much, but also there's something that BlockJogger does better. There is the part of processing data, so transform the data.
Any other questions?
You know, just a small comment about the drone domination. I'm part of RD Pilot, and we also got a plugin for PlotJuggler, so we can pass your log with PlotJuggler. So it's working quite fine. Thank you for this.
Yeah, you're welcome. Beer time?
Okay. Photo, anybody who wants to be in the picture?